late paperwork.
Well, I can't leave my mum alone in the house all day. She's got to come first.
Yeah.
Hey, how about we open a bottle of wine?
Oh, sounds good to me.
And there's a cheesecake in the freezer. Shall we go mad and defrost it?
Mum, you devil.
Yeah, let's live on the wild side, eh? This is lovely, Pip. This is really lovely.
And there'll be more Archers this evening, perhaps even the Domino's Night. There are some special programmes on Radio 4 Extra tomorrow.
Inspiring digital creativity across the UK.
It's like the light comes bursting in. Turing has created the information age.
Featuring the Infinite Monkey Cage and Desert Island Discs.
And you were worth nothing then, and on paper today you're worth?
The business is worth around £800 million now.
And starting with a three-hour special.
Babbage was right. It did work, it could work. And although it only existed in his head, the second difference engine was found to be operational.
Part of BBC Make It Digital. 4 Extra at Bletchley Park. Tomorrow morning at 9 and again in the evening at 7.
Well, now another episode of our popular drama series about legal reps, starring David Schofield as Frank Twist.
When I was first doing this job, I rarely heard the word appropriate in normal conversation, and when I did, it would inevitably be followed by the word adult. Appropriate adult. A term concocted by those who rule over us to denote a person capable of offering clarity and assistance to the more vulnerable in society. Someone like a parent, for instance. Nowadays, you can't move for the word. Or more particularly, its partner in crime, inappropriate. This is going to surprise you, but I find the word inappropriate levelled at me fairly frequently, often by members of the fairer sex. Yes, I know. Inappropriate terminology. My name is Frank Twist, and if you ever have the misfortune to be arrested in England's sunny northwest, there's a fair chance that either me, Miss Sarah Gold, or another of my team of legal advisers will be looking after your interests. And if you are vulnerable, I shall ensure that an appropriate adult attends too. But you see, the funny thing is, as the world increasingly demands appropriate behaviour from us adults, we seem as a group to be behaving less and less appropriately.
Brief Lives by Tom Fry and Sharon Kelly.
Just give me 2 minutes in the cell with
him. Don't be stupid, sir.
Known him since he was in short trousers.
I said step back.
Sergeant,
I should have guessed.
Frank Twist.
I know who you are, sir.
Jerome Tyler, malicious
wounded. No comment, Twist.
Not a GBH, Mr.
I'm
Twist.
Sorry, I was told
it's a murder investigation, sir.
See.
One of ours, mate.
You what? I thought the victim was a juvenile.
Oh, something I wonder about you.
What's going on here?
How do you sleep at night?
Sergeant.
Back off, son.
Is there anyone here going to give me some disclosure?
Disclosure? Three words. Bank to rights.
Is there any chance of a bit of privacy here?
Follow me, sir.
Right.
Scum, the lot of them.
So what's all that about?
Temper's running high, sir.
Why?
You know what it's like in a situation like this?
Like what?
Didn't anyone tell you? Deceased is a police officer's son.
Right, well, obviously, my condolences.
But?
No, there isn't a but.
There's always a but.
Not always.
Let me help. It's usually something about you having a job to do.
Which I do.
We all have.
Is my client safe?
All suspects are safe in my care, Mr.
It's just
Twist.
With the atmosphere back there.
No worries. I don't want any mistakes. Evidence against your client is irrefutable.
Irrefutable?
That's right. Overwhelming. Think you're here on a hand-holding brief, Mr. Twist.
Yeah, well, I'll be the judge of that. Disclosure?
Late this afternoon, around 5:10, police attended the scene of an incident outside the Two Hands.
Boxing club?
Your client trains there. Crowd was gathering. Officers took control. Lying on the pavement was the prone body of David Dinesh, 17 years old. He was being attended to by his friend, Luke Moran.
Where was my client?
Jerome Tyler was at scene, in a state of shock. Luke said the boy Tyler had punched David in an unprovoked attack.
And what did Jerome Tyler say?
Nothing. Officers arrested him for assault and brought him straight to the Nick. Crowd on the street was getting hot and bothered. Paramedics attended. They couldn't revive David. He was declared dead at scene.
Cause of death?
Too early to say. Could be the punch itself.
Joe, was it?
That's what Luke says. Or he may have banged his head as he hit the curb. Either way, your client's mullered.
Has this Luke made a statement?
He's with officers now. He's a willing witness.
Any statements from neutral parties?
I'm sure there will be. Oh, and one other thing, Mr. Twist. Only fair to tell your client that we think the whole thing is on video.
Can I see it?
We haven't seen it yet. Lab is sorting it out.
Jerome Tyler make any comment on arrest?
Stream of expletives. I'll get a copy of the officer's notes for you.
Thanks, and that's it, is it?
So far.
Right. And my client 17 too?
Yes.
Appropriate adult?
Mum's on the way.
Okay, I'd like to see me client now. Jerome? Jerome, my name's Frank Twist. I'm your legal rep. Do you know what that means? I'm in your corner. Do you understand?
Don't look like an idiot.
No, you don't. I'm here to help you, mate.
I'm not your mate.
You ever been nicked before?
Stupid question.
Is it?
I'm a black youth in Manchester. Of course I've been nicked before.
What for?
Usual. Nothing.
This one isn't nothing. Are you a bit frightened?
No.
Do you understand why you've been arrested?
Same answer, bruv. Popo don't like me.
Oh, simple as that.
Totally. I'm a black man with anger management issues. That's all I am.
17 years old, you're still a boy.
Don't call me a boy, mister. What's your name?
Twist.
I'm a man.
So do you actually want a lawyer?
I don't care.
Murder suspect, you need a lawyer.
Whole thing is foolishness, blood.
Do you want to tell me what happened today?
No point, nothing.
Do you know David Dines?
Why are you asking me stupid questions, mister?
Call me Frank.
You're asking me if I know him?
Yeah, I am.
But you're laughing now. You think this is funny?
I'm sorry, I just don't buy this.
But what are you talking about, cuz?
All this gangbanger chat, that's not you.
But, so you know me now?
I spend my life in these places and I represent gangbangers, real ones. You're not one of them.
So what am I?
I'm not sure yet. But you do need someone to help you. And you need an appropriate adult.
I'm going.
Don't be daft. I know these places. I know how it works. Let me deal with it.
Mum and Dad.
Yeah, maybe you can do something for me.
Yeah, what's that?
Tell them both to get lost.
You need an appropriate adult.
I'll take social services. Keep it professional, innit?
I'm going to talk to her. You stay there.
Like I'm going anywhere.
Tommy, put someone else first.
Keep your voice.
Is it about you?
Could I just
know that?
Jerome needs me right now.
He needs someone who can stand up for him.
That's what I've been doing all of his
so
life.
Have I.
I'd like to.
Come on, we never saw you.
Here we go again. Someone had to earn some money.
Excuse me, Frank Twist, legal rep.
Carly Tyler.
Ah, Mum, you must be Dad.
Chief Superintendent Anthony Jefferson, Merseyside Police.
Oh, sorry, I thought you.
I'm Jerome's father.
Right. Hang on, I think
we... Yes, we've worked together, but sort of. Long, long time back. I was with Greater Manchester then.
Yes, yes. Now, wait a minute. I think I've got it. The client was called James Roberts. Oh, over 10 years ago. You were a custody sergeant.
You've got a copper's memory there.
Yeah, helped us out, didn't you?
Did the right thing.
Went out on a limb.
Didn't make me popular.
Oh, is that why you ended up in Liverpool?
Basically. Needed to move on.
Can you two finish your walk down memory lane, please? My son needs help.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Tyler.
No need for that. Carly, this man is the business. He'll take care of our boy.
Oh, listen to you. Our boy. Have you seen him?
Yes.
How is he?
Scared. Acting like he isn't.
What's he saying?
Not much.
We've been discussing the question of appropriate adults.
Yes, all right.
My feeling is that with my experience in the field, it would be best if I took that on.
He needs his mother now.
He needs someone who knows what he's doing.
I'm comfortable with you, Tony. I should go in there.
Jerome has spoken to me about this.
Good.
He doesn't want either of you right now.
He can't do that.
He can. It's his appropriate adult. It's up to him.
Codes of practice are clear on this stuff.
Yes, they are. Parent is preferable, but right now he's not having it.
I need to see him.
I'll speak to him.
I want my brief.
Jerome! Jerome
is
gone!
Son. I want my brief!
Listen, you go and sit outside and I'll talk to him. He should have a parent with him.
Thanks.
Make sure he gets the full Rolls-Royce treatment, Frank.
Oh, they all get that, Chief Superintendent.
Tony, we're on the same side today.
What did he want?
He's worried about you.
Nah, he's not.
He's your father, of course he is.
No, he's Chief Superintendent Tony Jefferson, who happens to be my dad.
Why didn't you tell me your father was a police officer?
What's it matter?
It could change things. He could help.
He helps no one. One person, himself, not me. He's a nobody to me.
What's the problem with him?
Don't you get it?
No.
Think about it. Do you know what it's like to be a copper's son at school?
Difficult.
Seriously. And not just a copper, it's controversial black police officer Tony Jefferson making a big noise for himself.
Ah, bullied, were you?
No one bullies me. But I took a lot of abuse. And it's not like I even got anything out of having him for a dad. He was never around. I had to look after myself.
We need an appropriate adult.
Not him. No chance.
All right, what about your mum then?
Definitely not.
Listen, Jerome, they're both here.
Big deal.
There's lots of kids I look after and their parents never show up.
So I'm meant to thank her for that then?
She seems like a nice, caring woman.
You think?
Well, I don't know her, but I know we need as much support as we can get.
I don't want my parents in my face. Do you get me?
All right, can wait. You need to talk to me about what happened out on the street earlier. Still nothing to say about that, Jerome.
Why should I? I'll be going, no comment.
Not so sure about that. This is a murder case.
I know what I'm here for, bruv.
We need to think very carefully before any interview takes place. Silence could hurt you here.
I'm saying nothing.
If you don't talk to me, I can't advise you. I need to hear your version of events.
Nah, nothing.
What now?
I need to see that little... Come on, Paul, calm down. Let me...
Who is that out there?
Don't let him in. It's Paul Dines, David's dad.
No way. I'm not having that.
Let me get
him. Mr. Twist, go back into the consultation
room. I'm all right.
No, you're not. Go back.
Oh, this will be a nice big job for you, won't it, Twist?
Mr. Dines.
Spin out for a couple of days. She'll get you some serious overtime.
Mr. Dines, I'm very sorry for your loss.
How many times have I heard that routine? Every defence lawyer in a murder case. All my condolences. And now just let me put the boot in.
I mean it. I'm a father myself.
So was I up to a couple of hours ago. Your client changed them.
Very sorry, Sergeant. This man shouldn't be down here.
I know that, sir. He's going back upstairs.
Not until I've seen his face. That half-breed killed my
son. That's enough of that.
Oh, sorry. Did I hurt your feelings,
Frank? We're going upstairs, Paul.
Typical of your type. No problem looking after a murderer or a sex case, but get steamed up over a word. You're a piece of dirt, Twist!
I said enough. You need to get him out. Code, sir.
You briefs and your precious codes of
practice. Paul, we need to go upstairs.
Those codes do nothing about bent coppers and your client in there. He's his father's son, all right. Chief Superintendent Tony Jefferson, Teflon Jefferson, the most crooked cop I ever served with. Oh, we'll be working out how to get his boy off the hook right now, by any means necessary.
I'm going back into consultation.
Do that, sir.
He's not getting off this, though. I promise you that, Twist. He's looking at a life sentence, if he's lucky.
I really am sorry for your loss.
Yeah.
Come on, sir, let's go.
Don't know how you sleep, Twist.
He's not coming in, is he?
No, of course he isn't. Come on, sit down.
When he's vexed, he don't care about nothing, that man. He's mad.
He's just lost his son.
See him?
Come on, sit down, Jerome.
He wants to do me.
I said sit down. He shouldn't have been allowed down here, and now he's gone.
He'll be back.
I don't think so.
I tell you, that Inspector Dines, he's as serious as an heart attack. He can make things happen if he don't like you.
He's in a state of shock.
I know that, but he's got friends. He gets what he wants.
What am I missing here?
What do you mean?
He was saying things about your father.
Oh, he's always chatting about him. Five-O never stopped chatting about Tony Jefferson.
Saying what?
You're kidding. You must have heard the rumours.
What rumours?
Seriously.
I don't listen to too much police gossip, Gerald.
Well, I'll give you a clue. What happens when a black man makes a name for himself?
You tell me.
Everybody tries to take him down. Think about it. One of us gets on in the world, everybody says there's something wrong. He must be a bit bent. He's a bit dodgy. Sometimes they dig up some woman to come forward, make accusations.
Does that happen with your dad?
No, but all white coppers are jealous of him.
Oh, come on, Jerome, that's all a bit out of date, isn't it?
To you, maybe, but not to someone like Paul Dines. He sees my dad, educated man, university degree. He don't like it. He don't like how my dad gets on in the force. He must be cheating. He must be crooked. He puts out the word, nasty rumours about corruption, and there's people who want to believe
it. But Tony Jefferson's had a good career.
He worked hard for it too. He had no time for his family. He was happy being the face of multiracial policing. Top men liked him. They put him on the fast track.
But he transferred to Merseyside.
The best way for him to get on.
People like Paul Dinesi didn't like him. All racist. So he went back to Liverpool, got to be the big man there.
And what do you think of that?
I don't care, man.
I think you do.
Now listen, Frank, if my dad wants to be the token black guy, that's his problem, not mine.
And is that what this problem is about?
Look, I'm sorry. David Dinesi's dead, yeah? I didn't want that to happen. But David's dad is police. His dad was police. They go back for years. All feds. Serious old school popo family. They hate my dad.
And that's what the fight was about?
There wasn't a fight. It was an incident. But yeah, David's family hate my dad. That's the truth.
And he said something to you today. Hmm? Is that right?
I don't know, man.
Help me here, Jerome.
You can't help me.
Did you hit him?
I hit him once. Yeah, just once.
I have more disclosure for you, Mr. Twist.
Right, what is it?
You'll need to come with me, sir.
Okay.
This is footage from David's friend's phone.
Luke Moran. We seized his mobile.
Why was he filming?
They're all miniature Martin Scorsese's these days, aren't they? Something only exists if they've filmed it. That's the way it is with my daughter, anyway.
Yeah, but it's all just rubbish, isn't it? I mean, pulling faces, goofing around.
There's a bit more of this, and then...
Hold on, who's that?
Your client. He's trying to grab young David's phone.
Where?
There, look, now.
Oh, now look what you've done.
And what's that?
I think it's a close-up of pavement.
And that's it?
We've recovered a smash mobile that we believe belongs to our victim.
So you're telling me that this all comes down to a fight about a mobile phone?
Beginning to look that way. The boy Luke has made a statement. Your client made a grab for the phone, it got smashed, and then he punched David.
Simple as that.
They usually are. That's the tragedy, isn't it?
And the phone was definitely David's.
So Luke says. It's got a smashed screen now, but our lab's looking at it. It's a nice one. Jerome was probably jealous of it. He smashed it and all have lost there.
Why didn't you tell me that Jerome was a police officer's son too?
Didn't know. First I knew of it was when Tony Jefferson turned up with your boy's mother. Doesn't change anything, though.
Doesn't it?
Why would it?
Jefferson, bit of a pariah around these parts, isn't he?
Is he?
I mean, there'll be a lot of sympathy for Inspector Dinesh.
Of course there is, Mr. Twist. I don't get your point.
But why is Tony Jefferson so unpopular?
I don't know that he is. How is that relevant, exactly?
I'm not sure myself. I'm exploring all the angles.
You sound like one of us.
No, not me. Never been a great team player.
That never stopped Chief Superintendent Jefferson getting on.
Is that so?
I'll let you know if there's any further evidence comes to light. But I think you need to start thinking about mitigation. Your client's on the ropes.
I could use a breath of fresh air.
I'll take you out to the yard. You all right, sir?
I'm fine. I just need to clear my head a bit. There's something about this case that I'm just not getting.
He told me to come out here. I needed a cigarette.
Right.
You want one?
Yeah, but I stopped.
He's a good kid, Mr. Twist.
Yeah, I know.
All the mums say that to you, I suppose.
Yeah, most of them.
Has he said he'll see me?
No.
What happened?
He does have a mobile, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Well, that's a stupid question. He's a 17-year-old member of the human race.
David wasn't trying to take his phone, was he?
Oh, all the way round.
No chance. No, Jerome's is a really good one. His dad bought it for him.
Nice present.
Oh, that's how he does being a dad. Don't get to see him, but he spends money on you. Top of the range, Tony Jefferson. Always buys the best.
Does it work?
What do you mean?
Does it buy him what he wants?
Not with me, it didn't.
It's always been just you and Jerome, then?
I split up about 7 years ago. He was spending all his time at work. We never saw him. He got a place in Liverpool. New build, top of the range, moved out from us.
How did Jerome take that?
He was all right. Didn't make much difference. Wasn't as if we saw much of him. He had someone else in his life.
High end, was she?
Not a woman. Merseyside police. That was the love of his life. They'd taken him in, given him his badge, stripes. Couldn't compete with that. Didn't want to anymore, as it goes.
We change.
We do. You're looking at Miss Stockport, 1996. Don't laugh.
I'm not laughing.
It's Sometimes I think that's what Tony saw in me.
Oh, trophy wife, were you?
Top of the range. What he wanted, he got. I used to like that about him. He was so ambitious. He wanted to get on, focused. That was dead attractive to a teenager who'd only ever had loser boyfriends who couldn't even tie the shoelaces.
Must have been.
Got to me in the end, though. All that ambition, all that role model stuff. Jerome and me were just a nuisance for him. Distraction.
Jerome seems pretty mixed up about his dad.
Well, it hasn't been easy for him. Tony's got a bit of a name. Jerome suffers.
Listen, Carly, I've been in this game since long before your reign as Miss Stockport, and I'm usually good at getting through to even the most leery teenager. But I've got your son under arrest here, suspicion of murder, and I'm getting nowhere. How do I get him to tell me what happened out there?
Oh, don't he make no comment today? Sort it all out later.
No, that isn't always the answer, and I've got a feeling he may have a defence, and if he does, he needs to tell me.
Oh, I don't know, Frank. Trouble is, he don't talk to me anymore. We used to be close. We'd make all our decisions together. I told him now he was the man of the house. We had to be a team.
Well, no, he doesn't want to work with me.
Me neither. Doesn't even want to see me now.
What's he interested in?
Oh, I don't know. Boxing, I suppose.
Has that been good for him?
In a way. Gets up in the morning, trains. Seems to care about it.
But he's not your little man anymore, is he?
No. He isn't. Listen to me. Right, selfish cow. He's not my mate, he's not my boyfriend. Of course he wants out.
They grow up, they go, that's the whole point. We're meant to teach him to fly solo.
And I haven't done that. He's already crashed and burned.
Not really.
17 years old and under arrest for murder, I think so.
We still have no idea what happened. Thick fog on the runway, I'd say. We need to try and see what's happening.
How? Hey, he won't see me, he won't talk to you. Tony will be no help.
No, Jerome doesn't want to see him either.
Paul! Paul, wait!
Wait a minute.
Paul!
You shouldn't be talking to me.
No, I just wanted to say how sorry I was.
I don't want to hear it.
Paul, please!
Leave me alone!
Paul!
I didn't realise you two knew each other.
Tony and Paul were young coppers together. We got to know the family. Me and his wife Annie were police widows together.
Where's Annie?
No idea. She walked years ago. Went abroad.
Without her son?
Paul would never let her take David. He was grooming his boy to follow in his footsteps. All the Dinesh boys joined the force.
Is there service now?
Not in the eyes of them. Real old school coppers. Dinosaurs.
Tony Jefferson is mates with a dinosaur.
Was. No, not mates exactly, but coppers stick together even when...
Even when?
God, nothing. They fell out.
Why?
It was a work thing.
What sort of work thing?
Well, it's always about promotion, innit?
Right.
Tony was getting ahead, always in front of Paul.
Paul didn't like that.
Of course he didn't. Said the only reason Tony was promoted faster was down to the colour of his skin.
Tokenism.
Nah, Tony could care less, even if it was, he wanted to get on.
And what about all these rumours of Tony being bent?
That's what really caused the trouble. I mean, Tony thought Paul was behind all that. Spreading malicious gossip. Put the brakes on Tony's career in Manchester.
And Merseyside made him an offer he couldn't refuse.
Something like that. Now, I'll tell you one thing. Tony ain't crooked. No way. Now, when it comes to money, he likes to splash out sometimes, but most of the time, he's careful. And he's not exactly dug deep into his pocket for his son's defence, has he?
Well, thank you for the vote of confidence, Carly.
No offence and all.
I'm taken. As it goes, I'm top of the range, love. Retro starting his mind.
What do you get out of all this, Frank?
Let me through, Inspector Dinesh.
It can't be the money.
I need to do my job.
And what is that job?
Please.
No, wait.
Let go of me.
I just want to know.
Know what?
You see, I know why I do my job. I'm protecting people from criminals. It's simple. I sleep well, I go to work, I'm proud of what I do. Are you proud of what you do?
I don't want to have this conversation now.
Well, I do.
You shouldn't be here. You need to be with...
What? What, my family? that what you were going to say?
You've suffered a terrible bereavement and you need to be with someone who can help you.
There's no one who can do that. Not now. You see, I owe it to my son to make sure that he can get justice. I believe in justice.
So do I.
And I'm going to see to it that the person who killed my son is made to pay for it. You're not going to get one of your famous results here, you know.
I need to get on.
Because that's what it's all about with you, isn't it? Nothing to do with justice. All about getting the result.
No.
I think it is.
You know better than that.
The day they let people like you come into the nick, that's when it all started to fall apart.
Oh, didn't it, though? All those brilliant police station confessions that suddenly stopped happening. Weird, eh?
All those criminals who suddenly had a leg up from people like you. Lean on me and I'll help you over the wall and out. Is that why you became a legal advisor? To help scumbags like Jerome Tyler get away with murder?
He's a frightened kid himself.
No doubt his mother's giving you the full sob story about her misunderstood little boy. How tough it is growing up for a mixed-race kid with a copper for a dad. That's her usual routine. Did she give you some of that, Frank?
You know that anything we talked about was confidential.
Every one of them has a chip on the shoulder. Is it because he's black?
Right, I'm going now.
No, you're not.
Let go of me, I said.
My David had a real future. He wanted to join the police. He was making all the applications. He wanted to serve. That's what he wanted to do. Don't suppose you think much of that.
You don't know what I think. You don't know me.
Oh, I know you. I know your type. I think you're a coward. That's what I think. You're frightened.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, well done. You're frightening me. There's nothing more I can say to you. I've offered you my sympathies. What more do you want me to do?
Go in there and tell your client to tell the truth, to admit to what he did and face the consequences like a real man should. That's what you can do.
I'll do what's right.
No, you won't. You'll do what you can to get him off, because that's your job, isn't it? Getting people off.
Right, I don't want to get you into trouble, officer, but if you don't let me leave...
I'll do that. But you go back in there with your eyes wide open. I lost my son today, and that was down to your client.
What's going on here?
Nothing.
Oh, Frank and I were just having an exchange of views.
You should go home now, Inspector.
I'll go to the canteen. I'm not ready to go home.
What was all that about? Mr. Twist?
Nothing. Nothing at all. You never told me that you and David were mates.
We're not. We weren't.
Not what I'm told.
Says who?
Your mum.
Don't want to take no notice of her, cuz. She ain't a reliable witness.
Listen, son,
Don't call me that. I ain't your son.
And I ain't your cuz. I'm your legal advisor, and it's time I started talking about the law. You are under arrest for murder.
Suspicion of?
Okay. Suspicion of murder. Do you know what murder is?
Come on, man.
A person is guilty of murder if they deliberately assault another person with intention to cause them grievous bodily harm, and as a result of that assault, the victim dies. That's murder.
See?
There are a variety of defences to murder.
Do I need to hear all this stuff?
Trust me, Jerome, you need to hear it. First off, we've got mistaken identity. It's not me, you've arrested the wrong guy.
Okay.
Not much use in this case. No mistaken identity, because you're on film punching David. That brings us to the second full defence, which is self-defence.
Entitled to defend myself.
Sure. An individual is allowed to defend themselves using reasonable force.
One punch.
Fair enough. But what were you defending yourself from? I've seen the footage. No threat of violence coming from David. No clear and present danger to you, so it doesn't look like self-defence.
Are you sure you're not 5-0?
So then we move to intent. Did the assailant intend to do serious harm?
I don't need all this.
You only punched him once, so did you mean to really hurt him?
No, I don't know. Look, it just happened. What's the point of all this?
We're trying to establish whether you'd have a defence to murder. Was he winding you up?
Of course he was.
Did you lose control?
Nothing to say, man.
Jerome, you've got to help me here. Was it a racial thing?
Leave it.
Was he saying stuff about your dad? Because if you lost control because of something that David did or said, you might have a defence.
What sort of thing?
It's got to be something very grave. That's what the law says.
Right.
Something that would give you a real and genuine sense of having been wronged.
Is it?
Were you provoked, Jerome?
Listen, I blapped him once. He fell. That's it.
But why?
It was the phone.
That's what the police say.
I wanted his phone.
I don't think so.
It was the phone,
you
man.
You didn't want the phone.
Shut up!
But what was on the phone?
I just hit him, man, once.
Why, Jerome?
Just shut up! Shut up!
Why?
It's all about the phone, the phone, the phone.
Wait,
the phone,
wait, stop that.
Phone,
come on, you're going to hurt yourself.
No, no,
please,
no,
your hand's
no.
Bleeding.
Get off me, man. Go.
Officer,
get away from me.
Officer.
That's better. Nice and calm. The doctor will be here soon.
I don't need a doctor.
Look at the state of your knuckles. It's not good. I'd like you to see a doctor.
You think I'm wrong in the head?
I think you're under a lot of stress and I think you need a bit of support.
I'll be fine, man.
Somebody who's fine doesn't have a boxing match with a wall.
My coach would have something to say about that.
I'll bet he would.
The game is all about discipline.
Keeping your head when you're in the ring.
And out of it as it goes. I lost my head out there on the street.
Deep breaths, deep breaths.
That ain't gonna help. Killed him, Frank. That boy, David. We was proper mates when we was young.
Yeah, your mum said.
And now I've killed him. I'm a murderer.
No, you're not.
I am, man. I hit him. He died. We were in class together, 10 years old, real close. Two little coppers kids, us against the world, innit? And now...
Jerome.
I've killed him. Lost my head. No discipline. Coach always says keep your discipline.
You okay?
No.
Please, Jerome.
Go! You make everything worse.
I'm trying to...
What? What?
I wanted to see how you were doing, son.
I'm all right.
Doesn't look like that.
My hand will be fine.
Jerome, it might help if you talked to your dad.
Never asked before.
Let me try.
No.
Please.
Jerome.
I don't want to.
Come on, Jerome, just for a minute.
I'll just be outside.
I want you to stay here.
You and your dad might need a little privacy.
No.
It's just that with me in the room.
Stay. That's all right. Why did you do it? Why did you hit him, son?
Don't call me son.
You are my son, Jerome. Don't do that. I've supported you.
Big deal. You send a little money every month and that makes things all right.
When I think of my child...
Or not this. How tough you had it.
I stepped out of line. My father took the belt to me. I never laid a finger on you.
And what? Now you want a medal because you didn't hit me.
I don't know what I did wrong.
You walked out, man. You left?
Your mum and I weren't happy together. You know this. It's not good for kids to live in an unhappy house.
So you left for my sake, is that it?
It was for the best.
For you? None of this would have happened if you'd stayed.
Come on, Jerome, that's not true.
It is.
Part of growing up is accepting responsibility for your actions.
I really think now isn't the time.
I know this is my fault. I don't need you to tell me.
No, Jerome... I've always felt guilty.
Oh, leave it now. I'm not interested in your guilt. I'll speak to my brief now.
You need an appropriate adult.
Not you. Leave.
Let's just take it easy for a moment, shall we?
FME's here to see you, Jerome.
Good. Mr. Jefferson, let's you and I take a walk.
What does it mean? It's all your fault.
Come on, Frank, you're a parent. We're always in the dock, aren't we?
So this is just an average teenager casting around for someone to blame?
I'm his father, guilty as charged.
Guilty of what?
Everything. We spend our lives making compromises. I let him down.
How?
I thought I was doing a good thing. 25 years ago, I joined the police. If I was in the custody suite in plain clothes back then, nobody took me for a copper. At best, I was an appropriate adult.
More often a suspect.
You got it.
But what's that got to do with Jerome?
I wanted to change the world so that kids like me could have a few more choices. Kids like my son.
Nothing to do with you getting on in life.
Something wrong with that?
Nothing, nothing. It's just that Jerome seems to think you're only interested in number one.
Well, I've had to take that sort of stuff all through my career.
Well, it's different when it's coming from your own son.
I suppose.
And then there's all the rumours.
You don't buy all that, do you, Frank?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No, I don't.
Good. Because you were there, at the start of it.
Me?
That's the case that caused the trouble.
Oh, James Roberts.
The young black kid, accused of assault on police.
He alleged assault and racial abuse by the arresting officer.
Alleged? You and me knew the officer. He was a nasty racist.
That's one of the best results I ever had.
More than a result, Frank. It meant something. Back then, A custody sergeant had some serious power. And how often did they refuse to charge on the say-so of a brief?
Hardly ever.
When I refused to charge your client that day, things changed.
I appreciated it.
I was calling a colleague a liar and a racist. That never plays well.
I couldn't believe it. Neither could James Roberts.
What did you tell him to do?
Oh, I can't. I probably told him to head home and forget about it, you know, chalk it down to experience.
The Frank Twist formula, quit while you're ahead. But James Roberts didn't.
That's right, he sued for wrongful arrest.
And I was there, all set to be a star witness.
No way, I'd remember that.
You would, if it ever gone into the box. Police settled out of court. James got a few grand and signed a confidentiality agreement, no publicity. And from that day on, a lot of rank-and-file coppers spread rumours about me.
Paul Dines?
Yes. Paul is old school. What's said in the canteen stays in the canteen. I was a traitor.
And then when you started to get promoted...
That was it. A traitor, bent, black, and still getting promoted over his head. It all got too difficult. Easier to get on the M62 and head back home. Not so many enemies in Liverpool.
I still don't see how it affects Jerome.
Apart from me being a useless dad. The Dines family have been sniping at me for years, and my son is fair game. David will have said something to Jerome about me being crooked. That's what this is all about.
Jerome, protecting your good name?
In a way, this job cost me my marriage, and now...
I think there's more to it than that.
Such as?
I'd better get back to Jerome.
Tell him I'm sorry. Really sorry. For everything.
Oh, here they are. Look at them. Thick as thieves.
Mr. Dines.
Jefferson and Twist cooking stuff up.
I should go.
That's it, Jefferson. Keep your head down. When the going gets tough, the weasel gets going.
It is not appropriate for you to be down here, Paul.
He's right.
You is mouthpiece now.
The custody sergeant's already spoken to you about this.
In my police station, I'll go where I please. You don't stop me.
Paul, I'm so sorry about what happened today.
No, you're not.
Of course I am. It was a tragedy.
I don't need your crocodile tears. You've always been two-faced. Your son will pay for what he's done.
If he's committed a crime, he'll face justice like anybody else.
And he'll be punished, one way or another.
What do you mean by that?
Keep out of this. This is a police matter.
It's all right, Frank. Listen, Paul. There are rules we need to stick to.
Nothing ever sticks to you, Teflon. But I'm not going to let you smooth-talk your lad out of this. He will pay for what he did.
Let's go of me, Paul.
Or what? Make a complaint, will you? Stab a fellow officer in the back.
Let him go.
Usual Jefferson tactic.
I am your senior officer. If you do not let me go, I will have to have you arrested for assault.
You're not worth it. Total scum. This is not the end of it. You'll see.
I know he's terrible fun, but...
He makes things hard for himself. Always has done.
I'll do my best for your son.
I know you will, Frank. I just want to know what happened, really.
When we find out, we'll know what his defence is.
If he has one.
Ah, here you are, Mr. Twist. We've managed to get some images off the mobile phone.
And?
You'd better come and have a look at them.
Hey, Carly.
Frank. What's wrong?
Sorry, no, don't get up. We need a chat.
Right.
How well do you know Paul Dines?
Not very well.
Do you want to think about that?
Not really.
I think you should.
We're not close.
Isn't that right?
Yeah.
So if I suggested you were having an affair with him, I'd be wrong.
Yeah. Why are you asking me about this?
It is relevant.
Not really.
Trust me. It is.
It was over a year ago. It was nothing. We were both at a low ebb. We got close a few times. It was a mistake.
Right.
We all make those sort of mistakes, don't we?
Yes, I know I have. But Paul Dines...
His wife had left him. My husband was long gone. We both needed a little comfort, a boost.
Simple as that.
I suppose.
Not one in the eye for your old man.
Revenge? That's not me.
I'm Paul.
What about
me? What was in it for him?
Am I that rough, love?
I didn't mean that.
Former Miss Stockport, mate,
remember? Come on, you know what I'm saying. You're a very attractive woman, but was that all that motivated Paul Dines?
Of course not. He had it in for Tony. Desperate to prove that he was crooked. Hoped I could tell him some home truths about Superintendent Anthony Jefferson.
And did you?
Had nothing for him, Frank. Tony's a pain, but he never bent. Paul began to lose interest when he realised I couldn't help him turn over my ex.
So it was a short-lived thing with Paul?
Yeah, Frank, it was. Why are you asking me about this? You don't look like the sort of guy who has to get his kicks asking retired beauty queens about their love lives.
No, I'm not, I promise.
So?
Carly, the police have got some photos.
What sorts of photos?
We could call them intimate.
Me and Paul.
That's right.
They've shown you, have they?
I'm afraid they have. I'm sorry.
Where did they find them?
On David's phone.
David's phone?
Yes.
They weren't even taken with a phone. They were old-fashioned Polaroids.
David had scanned them onto his phone.
What?
According to David's friend Luke, they found them in a drawer in Paul's bedroom.
Paul said he'd destroyed them.
Well, he hadn't. Police are working on the basis that David was taunting Jerome with the photos of you. You with his dad.
He showed my son those photos.
Yes, I'm very sorry.
Jerome saw those photos.
And he lost it.
Oh, Jerome.
Kylie, I had to...
You're right to look at me like that.
I am not looking at you like anything.
Why did I let him take those photos?
You did nothing wrong. Paul Dines betrayed your trust.
My son looked at his mum.
I needed to know why. I'm so sorry.
I'm the one who needs the appropriate adult.
I need one every day of my life.
I wouldn't have been so stupid when I was a teenager. Have you spoken to Jerome about this?
I'm going to.
I did this. This is my fault.
No, it isn't. Not at all.
Adults. We're meant to be the adults.
You can't wipe that sort of thing, you know.
I know.
I want to press delete.
You can't, Jerome.
It's like every time I close my eyes,
she's sick about it.
Do you know what it's like to find out your mum's a slag?
Don't say that about your mother.
But she is, though.
She's an adult who made a mistake.
What mistake? Having me. Yeah, I must have cramped her style.
She loves you. She just got involved with the wrong man.
And thought she was a porn star. David held those pictures right up to my face. He was laughing. Telling me what a hoe my mum was.
I know.
Said how they were going to put the pictures on the net for everyone to see what a dirty sketch she was. Oh, his dad didn't even think she was any good. That's why he booted her into touch.
You lost control.
Wouldn't you?
Maybe.
Maybe. What would you have done?
I'd have hit him.
Exactly. I just wanted him to stop. I didn't mean
to... I realised that.
I keep going over and over it in my head... Why didn't I walk away?
It's happened in seconds.
I'm going to have years to think about this. A copper's kid in prison. My life's over.
Yeah, but we don't know.
I don't want to go to prison, Frank.
I'm going to get you an appropriate adult.
Not Mum. Please.
No, not Mum. She can't anyway. Not now we know what happened out there.
I can't have Dad.
I'll find someone. Someone whose job it is to be an adult. They'll look after you.
Then what?
Then you're going to tell the police exactly what happened out there today.
I can't tell them,
Mum. Yes, you can. And you will. That's why I'm here. Yeah. I know. Maybe being an adult is a job now, a professional thing. Because I don't know which of us amateurs has the qualifications. Not even sure what the qualifications are. And the hours are tough. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, no holidays, no promotion. Amazing how often I spend my working day watching young lives circling the drain. And do you know something? It's usually someone we would call an adult who pulled out the plug. When I meet a stranger and I tell them what I do for a living, I often get a lot of stuff about the youth of today. No one mentions the grown-ups. And Paul Dines isn't the only one who asks how I sleep. Are you asking? Fitfully. Does that make me an adult?
In Brief Lives, Frank was played by David Schofield and Jerome by David Judge. Carly was played by Kate Coogan, Tony by Kevin Harvey, Paul by David Corden, and the Sergeant by Russell Richardson. Brief Lives was written by Tom Fry and Sharon Kelly and produced in Salford by Gary Brown.
After the news here on Radio 4, it'll be Gardener's Question Time from Ayrshire.
BBC News at 3 o'clock. In the past hour, MPs have voted against allowing terminally ill people in England and Wales to be helped to end their own lives. The bill would have given patients the right to die if approved by two doctors and a High Court judge, but it was rejected by 330 votes to 118. A gang of paedophiles who raped and abused young children and a baby have been jailed for between 2 and 24 years. The seven men, aged between 31 and 51, streamed the abuse over the internet. The longest sentence was given to Robin Hollison, who's 31 and from Bedfordshire. He'll serve 24 years in prison plus 8 years on licence. Andrew Quinn is the regional head of the National Crime Agency, which investigated the case.
I can safely say that this is the most vile paedophile ring that I've ever encountered. The offences were absolutely disgusting and absolutely made me feel sick. Clearly what this identifies is that no matter what lengths they go to avoid detection, so even by selecting victims, in this case a baby and young infants who obviously can't raise an alarm themselves, that they are not untouchable.
A man who attacked a shopper with a machete in Tesco in what he claimed was revenge for the killing of Fusilier Lee Rigby has been given a life sentence. Zach Davies, who's 26, targeted Sarandev Bambra at a store in Mould in Flintshire. The judge said the attack was racially motivated. Sadiq Khan has won the contest to be Labour's candidate in the London mayoral election next year. He beat Tessa Jowell, Diane Abbott and David Lammy, among others. The Conservatives are yet to select their candidate. David Cameron says he's been forgiven by Geoffrey Boycott and Dickie Bird for joking that people from Yorkshire hate everyone else and each other. The comments were picked up by a microphone before Mr Cameron gave a speech in Leeds. But while watching England play at Headingley, Mr Cameron said he'd been absolved by who he called two of the greatest living Yorkshiremen. BBC News.
In 45 minutes, we have a short story from our series exploring different perspectives on being Polish in London. Angielski is at 4:15. Before that, here on BBC Radio 4, Gardener's Question Time's Eric Robson discovers the benefits of horticultural therapy.
This week, you find me in a beautifully laid out walled garden at Ochyn Croob in Ayrshire. A more peaceful place it would be hard to imagine. But this garden also harbours the shadows of conflict and the ghosts of war. Because this place is the Scottish headquarters of a charity called Gardening Leave, which employs horticulture as a therapy to ease the suffering of veterans from the armed services, many of whom have post-traumatic stress disorder, anxiety attacks, depression and a whole range of other conditions. Well, with me is Gardening Leave's chief executive, Heather Budge-Reed. Well, Heather, where did the idea for Gardening Leave originate?
The idea that horticultural therapy can help veterans with post-traumatic stress, depression, anxiety, transition